One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Your limitation is your lack of information. Accurate information. Accurate, get it? Accurate information. Accurate, relevant information. And there's too many preachers that don't have accurate and relevant information. Hallelujah. I said, the Bible doesn't tell the sinner to confess his sins. He cannot confess his sins. His nature is sin. He cannot confess his sins. What the Bible says is in what I just quoted for you, Romans chapter 10, verse 9. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, not all your sins, but the Lord Jesus. Confess the Lord Jesus. That means confess the Lordship of Jesus. Believing in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead. He says, and thou shalt be saved. Didn't say anything about confessing your sins. Now you have to understand in the Bible, and here's where a lot of people have problems. They don't know when God is talking to a sinner and when God is talking to his children. They don't know the difference. They think God talks to everybody the same way. No, he doesn't talk to everybody the same way. He doesn't talk to the Christian the way he talks to the sinner. The writings that are addressed to the Christian are not addressed to the sinner. The same way the other way around. See, when it says to the sinner how to get saved, if thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So that's to the man that is not saved. Now, what it has to do with confession of sins, you'd find that in First Epistle of St. John, chapter number 1. And then you can begin reading from verse 7 down to verse 9. In verse 7 says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from our sin. All right? But you see, then it says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. There, you have to understand what he's referring to. He's not talking to the sinner. That's why he says, if we, who are we? God's children. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood cleanseth us. Cleanseth us. That continues through life. Every time you do something wrong, as long as you're walking in the light. You see, it doesn't mean that if you walk in the light, you will not do something wrong. What it means by walking in the light doesn't mean walking in perfection. Now, if I do something wrong, and I say, Lord, forgive me, I'm sorry for what I did, I'm walking in the light. That means I'm walking in the light of my forgiveness. You see that? Now, the sinner has remission of sins. He doesn't have forgiveness. He has remission of sins. Jesus gave remission of sins to the sinner. Remission is removal, the blotting away of sin. That's what the sinner has. That's why he cannot ask for the forgiveness of his sins. He declares the lordship of Jesus Christ over his life, and all his sins are washed away in the blood. Glory to God. In the blood. Well, when are those sins washed away? It's backdated to Calvary. It's not washed away, he's asking for it. Because God, understand this, God is not holding any sin against any sinner. You see that? That's why it's wrong for us to tell the sinner to confess his sins. Because God's got no record of the sinner's sins. So when the sinner begins to confess his sins, God can't see them. What he needs is remission, the removal. That means getting sin out of his spirit. And when he gets that sin out of his spirit, he's qualified to be recreated. And all of that takes place at once. Hallelujah. Now, maybe I should just read that to you. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let's read from verse 17. Are you still there? He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Look at verse 19. To wit, that God was in Christ. Read the rest of it. Come on. Reconciling who? No, the Christian, isn't it? The Christian? The world. The world of sinners. He says God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Come on, go on. Did you see that? That's simple. Not imputing their trespasses unto them. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not counting their sins against them. That's what he said. He's not holding their sins against them. Why? Because the Bible says that all the sins of the whole world were laid on Jesus. If they were laid on Jesus, there's no sinner in the world that should take responsibility for his sins. Because Jesus took responsibility for their sins. That is the gospel. Hallelujah. Then, brother, think about it. If the sinner is not being held responsible for his sins because of Jesus, what about us? What about us? Whew. That's why he made ready for us what he called automatic cleansing. If we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, he doesn't say when we ask. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth, continually cleanseth us from every sin. From all sin. Then he said, if we confess, that's verse 9. If we confess our sins, we're still in John now, First Epistle of St. John, chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, who are we? Sinners? No, Christians. After you're born again, if you do something wrong, he doesn't say you confess every sin that you ever committed all your life before you became a Christian again. No, now that you're born again, this wrong thing that you have just done that is in your conscience, he says, if we confess our sins, he is dependable. He says he is faithful, meaning he can be trusted to forgive us and to cleanse us. Not only from that sin, but from all unrighteousness. Wonderful. God is loving. Amen. No wonder the Bible declares his whole nature is love. See, the Lordship of Christ, Jesus, is what brings us into salvation. That's what brings us into salvation. It's not the forgiveness of your sins, not even the remission of your sins. It's the Lordship of Jesus. When Jesus becomes Lord of your life, he makes available to you eternal life. He imparts eternal life into your spirit. Hallelujah. And then you're born again. You're born again. Hallelujah. Born again. You receive the life and nature of God into your spirit. Now, having come into Christ, it's a new life. The Lordship of Jesus is something that many Christians are not conscious of in their everyday life. The Lordship. When you say Jesus Christ is Lord of my life, what does that mean? See, when you, as a sinner, coming to Christ and receiving salvation and declaring the Lordship of Jesus, you've only known him as Lord, Savior. He's like the Jehovah of the Old Testament. He's their Lord and Savior. But there's more about him to learn. Now that you're beginning your walk with him, he's more than a Savior. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.